Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Aaron, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. That's my alarm. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I have a coffee alarm. It's crazy, right? I try to have coffee.
It's a necessity for sure.
Absolutely, especially on a Monday. I mean, I had a great weekend, but nevertheless, you know, coffee is always a must. I know you were speaking to Tara. She does an excellent job of explaining kind of the basics of what we do. I do want to clarify two things. Number one, you're the owner of the business, and then number two, she did mention that you're able to take on more jobs, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I've seen a couple things, right? You know, the best part about what we offer, Aaron, is an exclusive listing, right? So basically what we do is we work with one company per category, per area. Once we work with someone on that first page of Google, we have to close it out. We can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So essentially what we want to do is we want to give our undivided attention to your business so that way it's profitable, right? That's what we really want to focus on. One of the things that I did see that you do have some online listings. So basically, in a nutshell, what this would do for you is anytime anyone is searching for landscaping services, our goal is to get you listed on that first page. So here are some examples. I don't know if you know any of these companies in the area. You know, these are the companies that are showing up in your own city when I'm doing a search, right? So I got the company Landscape Connections Incorporated, Solid Rock Landscaping, Colorado Land Concepts, Four Elements, Augusta Lawn Care, you got Ebert Lawns, I believe, Omni. Have you heard any of these companies in the area by chance?
I have not.
Designs by Sundown? Okay. So
Designs by Sundown, yes, I've seen them. They're a little bit bigger.
Got it. Okay, got it. So, yeah, so those are the companies just to give you an idea. And the funny thing is that you're like, oh, I don't know any of these guys, right? but they're coming up on Google, right? So when someone is typing in that keyword search, just an example, landscaping services, those are the companies that are showing up, right? And that's where I would say 80 to 90% of the decisions are made, because no one really goes to the second, third, or fourth pages. They primarily just focus on that first page and make the decision based on a couple key factors. But that is where we have a listing available. And, you know, I did see that you have a couple things. You have a website as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Got it. And, yeah, pretty nice website. Did you make this yourself?
I did.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. That's really good. I mean, you know, it just shows a lot that you definitely want to get your name out there, and that's pretty good. So, yeah, the website is something that's important, and that's something that, you know, when you showcase it in the right areas, in the right platforms, it's definitely going to bring you more business, right? So I think right now you're using HomeAdvisor or Angie's, right? I think it's the same company.
Using Angie's officially today.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's a good service. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a pay-per-lead service. You know, I think, that's the way it works. But what this would do essentially would be putting you on Google as a sole entity. So you would have your Google business profile. And once again, we're going to get you optimized for the services that you really offer, just to make sure that people are found. So landscaping, gardening, irrigation, you know, if you're doing lighting, even in the winter, I think you have snow removal.
I have holiday lighting, yeah.
Yeah, and that's coming up here pretty soon. A lot of people want to get their homes nice and ready before, you know, they have family coming over. So that's definitely something that you can hyper-focus on. What we also do for our services is we put you on other platforms as well. So Yelp is a platform that is now, I don't know if you're aware, but it's tied in with Apple Maps. So for the Apple users, iPhone users, yeah, the Yelp listing comes up there. I don't know if you're aware. So we're able to program you in on there as well. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we also put you on social media. Like, the only social media we really focus on, because we know it's definitely profitable, is Facebook. So the reason why we do that is we have what's called retargeting ads. And the way that that works basically is if someone were to be searching for, you know, landscaping, or they would even talk about landscaping, when people have the Amazon Alexa, it's connected It's all connected.
Yeah.
So it runs through these marketing ads. Yeah, right? So, like, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever experienced where you're, like, talking to someone or searching for something, and all of a sudden that ad pops up on your social media feed. And it's kind of scary because it's all AI generated. So, you know, that's something that we offer as well, is the retargeting Facebook ads, which, you know, people don't go on TikTok to look for a landscaping company. People don't go on Instagram. That's more for, like, influencers. But the more mature, older crowd still uses Facebook for the most part as far as the platform, right? So that's something that we also put you in. And then lastly, what we also do is get you on Bing, which is another search engine. Which
Microsoft.
Is really good. Microsoft, yeah. Exactly, right. Yeah, so just as far as pricing, you know, everything that we do here is month to month, no contracts. You know, what the goal here is to really have this pay for itself, because once again, you know, the goal is to get you on Google as a sole entity where you have, you know, complete control of your own listing, meaning, you know, if you were to cancel a service like ours, you would still have your Google Business profile. You would still have that online presence, and that's where you can attach your website, because right now, you know, unless I know the name of your company or your website, that's the only way I can really find you, right? But the point here is to get you optimized for the services when people are typing in that on Google, you're able to pop up on that first page for the most part. And then just as an example, those companies that I named that are not really, you know, people that rung a bell, well, those companies are using, you know, something similar to what we have to offer, and then they're coming up because people are getting them optimized on Google, you know. And they're not the biggest and the most, you know, like, you know, the best companies out there, but they're just being optimized correctly, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, how else are you getting new business right now for your company?
Right now, it's just word of mouth, and it's slow.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, you know, one of the things that people do, once again, is the best thing about Google is we Google everything, you know, even when it comes to directions, when it comes to, you know, restaurants and so forth. And one of the things that people do is, you know, they like to see what online presence you have. So, you know, think about also some of the missed opportunities you might have, even if you get referrals, because, you know, if I get a referral for a company that does, you know, landscaping or that does, you know, roofing, whatever the case may be, just as an example, you know, the first thing that I do is I go online and check out their online presence and see what they have on Google, what other testimonials they have and so forth. So that alone in itself is going to get that confidence for that customer to pull the trigger, you know, giving you that phone call, right? So I could do a couple things for you, right? So as far as pricing, everything, once again, is set at a flat rate. So there's no lead cost, absolutely not. It's just a flat rate, and it's a month-to-month. There's no contract. So you don't have to, you know, stick with something that's really not working for you. But, you know, let's be honest, Google is something that's definitely going to work for
business. It'll definitely work, yeah.
Yeah. So as far as pricing, you have a website, which is beautiful. So we don't have to create one. You have your domain. That's great. So that can save you a ton of money today. So I can waive $200 off your setup fee. We usually have to include a website in order for you to rank on Google. Every company that's on Google and on the first page, they have to have a website, and you already have that going for you. Also, you do have a listing on HomeAdvisor, which Google wants to see that you have a lot of online presence. So that is also, you know, that's really good. So I can save you $200 off your setup fee for the programming. So the first initial investment, you're looking at $398, which is only a $99 setup fee to program you on Google and get you on all the other platforms, and it would be $299 every single month after that. So it would be a flat rate. So if you divide that by 30, it's like, you know, $10 a day to get your company, you know, optimized and going on that first page of Google. So, you know, how many clients would we have to bring you on board for that to make sense for your company?
To make sense, that'd be like 3 clients.
Okay. So the reason why I asked that is because, you know, I just did some Google Analytics here. That's the good thing about our companies. We're Google Premier Partners, and we're able to see what people are typing in. So just in the last, you know, be more specific, and you're able to travel about 50 miles for your clients? Or
yes.
Okay. So in a 50-mile radius and just in a the keyword search landscaping services, there was 1,213 searches. These are just searches, right, obviously, in the past 30 days. So, you know, I'm not saying you're going to receive 1,213 phone calls by any means, but, you know, if you can capitalize on, you know, a percentage of those calls, and then also hyper-focus on the keywords, meaning the jobs that you really want to focus on, and not only just the jobs, but just making sure that we are programming you how people are actually searching. There's different ways of people searching online, but what our technicians will do is they make sure that the keywords, we plug them into the Google Analytics and figure out exactly how people are searching so that way you can get better results, right? So, you know, at $398 and then $299 every single month after that, I mean, is that more than fair enough to give us an opportunity for your business?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, a couple things that I just want to clarify, you know, just to make sure we're both on the same page. I as far as the company, is it Terra Zen, right?
Yes.
There's no incorporator, LLC, anything like that?
There is LLC. It is licensed as an LLC, yeah.
Okay, but as far as the name, is that how you wanted to come up on Google, just Terra Zen?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then, so what we're going to do is we're going to create you what's called a profile, and then that's going to help us create you a Google business profile, which is, you know, where the business is located, the little red dots. We're not going to showcase your address on Google, right? We're going to hide it, but we're going to show you that you're in Littleton, Colorado. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. We don't want anybody.
That would be good.
Yeah, we don't want anybody.
Yeah, nobody at my house right now.
I know. So unless you're a brick and mortar, but you know, you're a service that you go out to service the client. So, but Google does need to verify the PIN. And this is once again not to showcase your address, but we do need an address so we can start working on your Google business profile. So, what address would you like me to put on here for Google to verify?
It would be the 3010 West Prentice Avenue.
3010 West. Okay. Prentice. All right, got it. Okay. All right, and then as far as a good email to give me one second. Let me see if you have your. Usually, you some people list your email on your website. I'm not quite sure if you did. Let me see.
I have the info.
The
email.
Contact. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yep, I do see it. Info at. There you go. So. All right, and then as far as for your the phone number that you want people to call you, is that the this number, the 720-609-6222?
It should be 720-609-5222.
5222, that's correct, yes.
Yes.
There, see, the coffee's just kicking in. See, I'm telling you, I'm gonna come here in the next few minutes. Okay. And then, Aaron, I just want to make sure it's spelled correctly. It's AARON, right? And
yes.
All right. What is your last name? This is, once again, for your account purposes. This is not for anybody to, you know.
Last name is Wadkins, so it would be W-A-D-K-I-N-S.
Okay. Got that. Okay. And Colorado. Okay. All right. And then we're gonna put your website, once again, that's the website we're going to attach to your Google business profile. We're also going to attach your website to everything. So Apple Maps will have your website when you have the listing there. Then we're going to put you on Yelp. That's another thing. So we're going to make sure that's all correct across the internet. So I got that there. And then as far as, you know, just basic information, how we're going to, you know, when you look up stuff on Google and you see the business hours of operation and all that, we're going to do that for you. So what would you say you want your company to be listed as far as hours of operation?
Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, and that would be from like 8 to 4.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, gotcha. This is not a mandatory thing, but just Google will ask this, but are you licensed and insured for the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And then, all right, as far as some of the areas you really want to focus on, besides Littleton, what What other cities do you want to hyper focus on when it comes to showcasing your ads on online?
So really Denver County would be great. So
okay.
Inglewood, Cherry Hills, Greenwood Village, CTC.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm missing out a bunch,
yeah.
But
that's
those
okay.
are the major ones.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. So what we're going to do is we're also going to do, we can do it today later on. We do what's called a client onboarding call. This is the one of our technicians. And what they're going to do is they're just going to do their research on certain keywords that are being searched in the area. They're going to recommend other cities where a lot of people are searching for your services within that 50-mile radius. So this is just to give them some examples of, you know, of any of the doesn't have to be 100% exact. So this is just for him to do his homework, 50-mile radius. Okay. All right, and then as far as do you by any chance have a Facebook business page?
I don't. I was.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny you guys called. I was weighing in my head. I'm like, do I do Facebook? Do I do Instagram? Do I do anything?
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah. One of the things I obviously recommend to all my clients, you know, if you have those platforms, it's good. It just creates more of an online exposure for Instagram and all these like TikTok, but Facebook, that's really once again, it's tied in with Google for the retargeting ads. That is going to be super, super profitable for the business because, you know,
okay.
the more your company's out there, it's going to be good. So, but let me ask you this. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
I do have a personal,
okay.
yes.
Great. So in order for us to create a personal, a business Facebook page, you at least have to have a personal, which is great. So that's perfect. And then one thing I want to reassure you, they don't intermix, you know? So
okay.
they're not going to see your personal life stuff with your business. So don't worry about that. It's just, it creates one. It's linked to it. So that way you're able to log into both and you can switch back and forth between your personal
okay.
and then your business one. So just giving you a heads up on that. One of the things I also recommend once we get your Google Business profile up and running is customer reviews. So we're going to provide you with a couple links where you can send your clients a review. You can send it through text, email, however you see fit. And then one of the things I always recommend my clients is once you're establishing your PIN verified on Google, then to really start working on getting some of those reviews. And those could be even family members, friends, or even past clients. So Google's not going to go and hyper-focus on like, hey, this is not a client. No, they just want to see positive online reviews. And, you know, that's just something I always recommend because the more reviews, the more people are going to, you know, be enticed to really go with your company. So just want to give you a heads up on that. That's, you know, something
yeah.
I always recommend. So, all right. So we got that there. And then, let's see. Okay. All right, and then as far as for your Google Business profile, you do have pictures of before and after, right, of work you've done, or just pictures in general?
I have pictures in general. Before and after
okay.
is something I'm working hard on.
Okay, no worries. I know sometimes, you know, you're just focused on getting the jobs and stuff, and it's, you know, you're on to the next, so sometimes it's a little rough, like trying to get two things going, you know, getting the work done and then, you know, working on that. But if you have just general pictures, that's really good because that's what we're going to add also on your Google Business profile. So just,
okay.
You know, food for thought, we're going to do that for you to put those pictures on there. Yeah. So, and then once you have the onboarding call with our technician, they're going to send you a link where you can send those, you know, and so it'll be like via text message or email, whatever you see fit, it works better for you.
Okay.
All right. So we got that there. And then it's Unit B, right, for the...
Yeah,
your,
yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure we got it correct. All right. So everything's good to go here. Let's see. The only thing that I want to also mention here is you know, we do have a tracking and reporting system. So with that tracking and reporting system, you're able to see what's going on with your campaign. So that's one thing that the technician will also go over. I highly recommend you download the app. That app just tells you where the lead's coming from, whether it's Facebook, your Google Business profile, whether it's, you know, your Facebook or your Apple. So it just gives you that heads up. So that's one thing I always recommend to my clients and let them know, hey, just download the app. It's going to save you a ton of time. And then all the calls are recorded. So if you don't remember any of the, you know, what happened, the conversation, oh, I forgot what time I was at the appointment, then you can go back and listen to the call, which is really cool. So just want to give you
cool.
that. Yeah, I know. I love it. It's like a mini CRM system for you. So CRM is a customer management, right, system.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really cool. So that we invested a ton of money in our app just to make it just much easier for you.
And that app will come in the email as well then?
Yeah, so the technician, just want to bring it up, the technician will send you a link how to download it. You can actually look it up. It's on Apple Maps and then, Apple Maps, the Apple App Store and then the Android. It's just local Splash, and it's you'll see the app there. But the technician will help you, and then they'll give you the login credentials to get into the app. So just one of the things I recommend, because a lot of clients sometimes they're like, well, Chris, I'm not seeing what's going on with this. I'm like, well, did you download the app? They're like, no. Okay, well, let's start there. You know, let's make sure we get you so you can see what's really going on with your campaign. And then they start seeing a lot of missed calls or missed opportunities or people messaging them. They're just overwhelmed and they're missing out on jobs. So, you know, that's one thing I just want to throw out there, that just, hey, download the app and so forth. So, okay. So we got it pretty much everything done here for the most part. And then just want to clarify, you are not bilingual, right?
No. Learning.
Okay. No worries. They just ask us.
Poquito, I guess I would say.
That's funny. All right. I love it. Okay. So everything's pretty much done here. So I'm looking at the client onboarding, we call it a client interview, but it's a client onboarding call. It's literally about 30 minutes to 45 minutes tops. So it's not, it's not too crazy. They're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's. So what time would work for you? I got this whole afternoon and,
the sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Okay.
Yeah. So this afternoon would be great.
Okay. So I got availability from, if this afternoon from 1 to all the way to 5.
1 o'clock works. Great.
1 o'clock works. Actually, sorry, two o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Oh, that works.
That's
as well.
Okay, so I'll put that for 2 o'clock. And then you'll get an invitation here for the client onboarding. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is just to explain the service agreement. If there's anything that you don't understand, please let me know. Hey, Chris, please repeat that, and then we'll be able to, clarify that for you. And this is just an added form of protection for your company and business. But in order to secure the $398 for the first month, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It will be a Visa.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and enter that into the system, and then before I process anything, I'll read that voice verification, and then once I process it, you're going to receive your invoice, you're going to receive your welcome email and your credentials to log into that. So, if you want to go ahead and give me those numbers, and I'll go ahead and repeat them to you for accuracy.
All right, so we got 4427 4250 6673 6600.
All right, so I'll repeat that them to you. You got 4427 4250 6673 6600. Correct.
Correct.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year, and then also the security code.
It will be 10/30, and 3/3/5.
335. Okay, sounds good. So I'm going ahead and just enter this information, and then I'm reading that. Going to go ahead and read that voice verification now. It's once again, it's just a few, the 90 seconds. If there's anything that you don't understand, please let me know, and then I'll be able to clarify that for you. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Terrazen.
Okay, great. It says, please state the name, please state your name and your title within the business.
Aaron Watkins, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails or text messages from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from a third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do, Aaron, is we're going to provide you a security question. What the security question does for you is it's going to basically, if someone calls you from Local Splash, you ask them, hey, you know, who are you? They should know your security question, okay? So this is for your protection, and we have three questions to choose from. Number one is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, first pet's name.
Okay, got it. And what is your first pet's name?
Riddick.
Okay. Oh, like the movie?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, that was a cool movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that was, goodness gracious, the guy from the Fast and the Furious. What's his name? Vin Diesel, right?
Vin Diesel, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. He's a good actor. But then the Fast and the Furious movies, they just made too many of them. I feel like it's like...
Oh, yeah, there's one more coming out, too.
No way, really?
Yeah, there is.
They're trying
to squeeze
it.
It's supposed to be the last one, they say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what, are they up to like 9 or 10 now or something like that?
I think this would be 10. Yeah, this would be 10.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. I think I stopped at number 3, the Tokyo Drift.
Right?
I was just like, no, you know, like it's too much. And when they start putting a bunch of fake stuff on there, it's just like, you know, silent. You know, it's like, oh. But anyhow.
The last one I watched, they ended up in space in one of their tuner cars, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. All right. So it says also you are going to – so as part of the verification process, Google might ask you for a couple things, just so you know. Might ask you for a picture of the tools that you have or even a work truck or business card. Or they might ask for a picture of your license and insurance. You know, we can kindly ask that you're able to submit that within the first 7 days. Do you agree to submit that information if required?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So your payment for the initial term account setup will be charged at the date of the 22nd. It is a month-to-month service, so the next month would be $299. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. So all you have to do is contact client support, which I'm going to send you the phone number right now. I'm going to send you my direct line, and then with that customer service line is just the number without the extension. So let me you're going to receive that everything through email as well, but I'm going to send that through text message so that way you can have it just in front of you. So I just sent it right now. Just let me know if that showed up or came in.
Yes, it did.
Okay. So it says, hi, this is Chris. Let's get your name. Okay. All right. So we got that already there. Okay. So that's good to go. And then West Fris. Alright. I don't know why this is not coming up here. Okay. Okay. Okay, it's maybe an error message for the billing, but I don't know why. Oh, okay. Now I got it. So it was weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just sometimes for the system, it doesn't let you put the full thing. It'll let you just put abbreviations, which is it's so dumb. Okay, so that went through. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But then I put the Google verification for the address, and then it's good to go. Okay, so then now we have everything good to go. I'm going to also send you the onboarding email. So did you receive a couple things? You should have received your welcome email, invoice, via text message, and through your email as well.
Email.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting everything now.
Okay, great. That's really good. Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. And then I just got to put you down here for 2 p.m. for the client onboarding call. So once again, it's not going to be a very lengthy call. It's just going to cross the T's and dot the I's to make sure that, you know, we get you programmed in on Google the right way, the way that we want to make sure you're coming up. And then I'm going to send that invitation now. If there's anything that comes up, once again, you know, just let me know, hey, Chris, I can't make it, or whatever the case may be. We can always reschedule it. But, you know, if we set it up, just please, that's very important. That way we can get the programming started, and then we can start getting you on Google as quickly as possible. So I just sent you an invitation for today. So let me know if you were able to get that. You know what?
Uncle Flash.
No.
I did get the invitation.
Yeah. What time is it set to? I might have.
2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Friday
okay.
the 26th.
Oh, wait a minute. Friday the 26th. Okay, you know, my apologies. That's supposed to be for today. I'm telling you, I got to go grab that second cup of coffee. I'm telling you, it's
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I work out. I worked out last night and heavily, so it's just, you know, I feel like it just kind of gets the best of me sometimes. Which it's supposed to give you more energy, but when you're lifting very heavy, it's like, oh man. Okay,
yeah.
Now I sent it. I resent it to you for today. So let me know if you were able to receive that.
I do see it. All right.
Okay.
We're good.
Perfect. We're good. Okay. Awesome. So everything's set, Aaron. So once again, you know, just let's have everything ready for the client onboarding call later on. One of the things also I want to recommend as soon as you get this going too is we do have what's called a Google Guaranteed program. That's an amazing program. It's a pay-per-lead program, and that's something that you can, once you have your Google Business profile, you can upgrade to that. So later down the road, I'll talk to you about that, and that's a guaranteed program. It's Google's best platform, but there's a couple things they do recommend for that. I mean, they do require for that, excuse me, is number one is for you to have a Google Business profile with at least 5 verified reviews. They do ask for the license and insurance, which you already have. And then the other part is they do a background check just to make sure you don't have anything outstanding on your record, like, you know, any murders or main crazy felonies.
Bank robs or anything. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Within the past 7 years. So after that, you're good. So they just want to make sure you've been good for the past 7 years. But, and then the last thing, they just want to make sure you're legal, meaning you're a citizen, you have, you know, your social, right? So, yeah, but that's something that I can definitely bring up here in the near future, and it's just an amazing program. So, but with that being said, you're all set. I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to really go over
this.
I know you're absolutely going to love it. So if there's anything that comes up or any questions, feel free to contact me, and I'll be able to help you out with any of that, okay?
All right, sounds great. Thank you so
much. Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch. Okay.
All right, sounds good, Chris. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.